Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Warner Braun, who is the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. Warner, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us today. There is some news that needs to be broadcast. There's been some legislation in California that is in the final stages of being passed, and it's got to do with reclamation. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, let me start at the beginning, but be brief. Several months ago, there was a bill introduced on extended producer responsibility of carpet. It was a very onerous bill, but we felt like we needed to engage on it and see if we could actually get a piece of legislation that would be workable and do the right thing for the people of California and, you know, continue the legacy of environmental stewardship and sustainability that the carpet industry has shown for the last 25 years.
All right. Did that lead to this?
It did. Over the course of about 6 months of negotiations with the Speaker's office, the Speaker of the Assembly, it was actually the Speaker's bill, and with a lot of hard work on a lot of people's part, including Rick Hooper, who did the lion's share of the work on behalf of a work group chaired by Larry Cook Beaulieu. A lot of hard work, but we finally did get a bill that we think is groundbreaking and unlike anything that has ever been done in the United States.
All right, so this thing was headed down the wrong path, and you guys and your lobby teams and your manufacturer members got together and helped influence and get it back on track and in the right direction. Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly.
Okay. And so what we have is AB 2398, and it's actually, I guess, when it's signed, what will happen is when a consumer goes in and buys carpet at retail, there will be a line item on the invoice that's about a nickel a yard that'll go toward the reclamation. Is that right?
Actually, the word that we use is diversion.
Okay.
From landfill.
All right. So let's talk about that. What's the pain to the consumer? We're talking, is this going to be, it's less than $5, isn't it?
Well, it depends on the size of the job, obviously, but at 5 cents a square yard, which is a number that we will start with, and then we actually have a sustainable funding oversight committee, which will be made up of CEOs from the carpet industry, will actually determine, you know, what that number has to be going forward. But certainly, initially, it'll be 5 cents a square yard. And we feel that that is a number that will certainly not disadvantage carpet in the marketplace.
It's not going to be very painful at all at a nickel a square yard. So there's more news to this thing, from what I understand. The Carpet America Recovery Effort, the CARE organization, the funds actually go to them, and they're in charge of assigning where the funds go, right?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
The organization I mentioned earlier, which is the Sustainable Funding Oversight Committee, which is made up of the CEOs of the major mills, will decide what the stewardship fee should be, number one. And they will also determine how those funds will be distributed. And certainly there will be some differentials in there. A guy who produces a product that will ultimately go into the marketplace may be incentivized more than someone, for example, who uses carpet as an alternative fuel. But those decisions will be made by the oversight committee. CARE actually does the legwork for making sure that the money gets to the right people and in the amounts that the oversight committee has determined.
Okay. The intention is for that to go to the companies that are in the reclamation business or that have come up with some kind of alternative product that uses that waste stream. Is that right?
Yes. Companies that are in the business already of diverting carpet from landfill will be incentivized with portion of the recycle or diversion fee that will be collected at retail.
So like Ron Greitzer with LA Fibers, who's out there making a carpet pad out of recycled carpet, some of those funds will go toward him, won't they?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And it's our vision that Ron or whoever that person is will then use those funds to increase their capacity, thereby diverting more carpet from landfill.
Okay. And what are the national ramifications? I mean, generally we've seen laws that start in California become federal law. Is the thinking that that might happen?
Well, I think at this point we really don't know. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about with the policy committee when they meet October 13th.
And the exact status of this is both the House and the Senate have passed this, and it's at the governor's desk now?
Yeah, actually in California they had the Assembly, which is the equivalent of a House, and it passed there and it passed the Senate. And the bill is now sitting on Governor Schwarzenegger's desk. And he has till the 30th of September to either sign it, veto it, or do nothing with it, and in which case, if he does nothing with it, it still becomes law.
Okay. So everything but a veto, and it becomes law.
Exactly right. And we have, on behalf of the CRI and CARE, and several of our mills have sent letters to the governor's office encouraging him to sign it.
Okay. And from 100,000 feet, this whole legislation, you're actually in favor of this because this takes care of almost a missing link, if you will, in some of the logistics or expenses in funding how carpet ends up being diverted from the landfill. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, we have, you know, been working very hard through the CARE organization since 2002, you know, and have diverted 1.5 billion pounds from landfill. But we believe that this incentive fund will help stimulate that industry to where even more carpet will be diverted from landfill.
Okay. You know, one of the largest diverters of post-consumer carpets would be, I think it's nylon 6, goes to the Shaw Evergreen facility. Will funds go back to Shaw based on their efforts? Is that a possibility?
Oh, most certainly, and not just Shaw, but anyone, and certainly we have other members of CRI who are working very hard to divert carpet from landfill. And so the in parts of the incentive fund will go to anybody who's in that business, including Shaw and others.
Okay, Warren, that's great. That does give us kind of a quick encapsulation of what's going on. I appreciate you talking to us this morning. Again, we've been talking to Warner Braun about the recent California legislation that's being passed, AB 2398, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.